So Sony was hacked and its release of the movie The Interview canceled. The digital dust, or should I say bits, have settled. So now what? Response, says the president, not the president of Sony, the president of the United States. Late last week, the White House said that Obama was considering a, quote, proportional response against North Korea for hacking into Sony Pictures computers. But what would a U.S. response look like? For that, I reached out to cybersecurity expert James Lewis. He's a fellow at the Center for Strategic and International Studies.
There's two things they could do that would really get some attention. The first is to go after money. North Korea has an extensive black market enterprise, most of the profits of which go to the leadership. Doing a bit more to squeeze those front companies, that would get some attention in Pyongyang. The second thing is information, which is that the reason this movie hit a nerve is that it showed the North Korean public maybe their God has clay feet. And so I don't know if you want to broadcast the movie in North Korea, but there's a lot of things you could do that would put more political pressure on the regime. And you really need to send that signal to North Korea and the world. Don't do this again because you will be hurt.
So tell us how North Korea, a country where most of its citizens have never even seen the internet, how to become a hub of hackers, if that's indeed what we're talking about.
You know, I used to make the joke that we didn't have to worry about them because a country that didn't have electricity wasn't going to ever be a hacker power. But really, starting 20 years ago, the North Koreans began investing in teaching people computer programming, in developing IT skills, in building up a cyber capability. They've been working on it for two decades, and they've practiced a lot against South Korea. Like Iran, there's some link to nuclear weapons, and I'm not quite sure what it is, but these are two countries play outside the rules and have identified cyber as a useful new tool for them to have when it comes to fighting with their opponents, like the U.S.
Elaborate that parallel with Iran. So both are aspiring to nukes and they have the cyber capability. What is the connection?
In fact, they might even cooperate with each other. That's one of the questions that remains open in this Sony thing, because what North Korea did is very close to what Iran did to a company called Aramco. The connection is that these are two countries that are the outliers in the international system. Iran and North Korea don't play by the rules. They don't like the rules. They want nuclear weapons to give themselves a degree of immunity. And the same way they'll flout the international community on nuclear, they'll flout them on cyber.
So North Korea, are we talking about a few elites at the top who are skilled at this and have been getting more skilled? And where are they getting their training?
The more hysterical commentators say 50,000. A more serious number would be 2,000 or 3,000 people who do this. It is a military unit. They are trained. They're heavily indoctrinated. So these people are not going to be corrupted by being able to watch YouTube. Initially, they got their training all over the world. And so even 20 years ago, the UN mission in New York had North Koreans who were going to night school in New York City and wow, getting computer programming. They've been working on this for a long time, and they use their black market skills to acquire hacking techniques.
Over the weekend, the U.S. asked China for help in curbing North Korea's cyber attacks. It kind of seems like a rich move considering China's been accused of cyber attacks itself and hacking American corporations. What do you think China can really do to help the U.S.?
The Chinese have been eager to find a way to cooperate with the U.S. in cybersecurity, with the exception of espionage. They don't want to talk about espionage. Nobody ever wants to talk about espionage. But the Chinese always say, we want to find a way, we want to find concrete measures where we can both work together to build cybersecurity in Northeast Asia and the world. This is their big chance, but it's awkward for them because to help the U.S., they would have to be mean to their pet. They are frustrated with the North Koreans, but it's a political calculation for them. How much do they want to help the U.S. here? And we don't know what their response will be.
James Lewis at the Center for Strategic and International Studies. Thanks very much.
Hey, thanks a lot.
By the way, there are reports that North Korea is experiencing large internet outages today. It's unclear whether this has anything to do with the interview or the Sony hack.